Gang, are you looking for better sleep and relaxation or relief from pain or anxiety without feeling totally drugged? Well, let me tell you about True Hemp Science Full Spectrum CBD products. True Hemp Science promises premium quality, pure ingredients, and true value. They source the highest grade organic hemp from around the world to handcraft the finest full spectrum CBD products in the Austin area and beyond. They offer a complete line of full-spectrum CBD products, including oils, tinctures, skincare lotions, sports rubs, gummies, and chocolates. Gang, I've been using their products for a while now, and they've lowered my anxiety and given me incredibly restful sleep. How Did I Get Here has teamed up with True Hemp Science to bring you a very special offer that benefits all of us. Spend $100 or more at True Hemp Science, and they will include either the number 81 distillate, which is great for nighttime, or the number 23 distillate, which is great for daytime, with your order. And that is a $25 value. Just go to truehempscience.com/HDIGH. That's truehempscience.com/HDIGH. And balance your body and mind with True Hemp Science Full Spectrum CBD products. Hey gang, do you find yourself listening to your music on one app and then listening to your podcast on another app? If you do, stop this insane behavior right now and download Spotify. Spotify is home to all of your favorite music and all of your favorite podcasts. Podcasts including Fly on the Wall, the Saturday Night Live podcast with Dana Carvey and David Spade, the Rock on Tours podcast with Gary Kemp and Guy Pratt, old favorites like Fresh Air, My Favorite Murder, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Look, if you're looking for a news podcast or sports or entertainment or true crime, look, if you're looking for a sewing podcast or an RV podcast, Spotify has all of this for you. That's Spotify. All of your favorite music and all of your favorite podcasts in one place. Find it in your app store and start listening today. That's Spotify, music and podcasts. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time. How did I get here? And now here is your host, I'm Johnny.
When we talked.
All right, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host, and welcome to the last episode of How Did I Get Here for 2022. That's right, gang, New Year's is just around the corner. I'm actually dropping this show a day early on Thursday, December 29th. Gang, do you have your New Year's plans yet? Do you? Because if you live in Houston and you have no plans, Skyrocket is playing this Saturday, New Year's Eve, December 31st, at Last Concert Cafe from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets might still be available at this. Go to lastconcertcafe.com, I think is the thing. Go to skyrocketheband.com. Click on the New Year's Eve thing and find out if you can still get tickets. Come on out. It's an early show. You're in, you're out, you're home in time for the ball to drop, and you can get wasted in your own house. You don't have to worry about a DWI. You don't have to worry about getting a ride with somebody who might also be drunk. And also, you won't have to pay $500 for an Uber to go like a mile. You know what I mean? Check it out. Skyrocket, December 31st at Last Concert Cafe in Houston. Listen, gang, I want to thank you guys. It's been a great year. It's been a great year for the show. It's been kind of a banner year for like bigger guests, because in 2020, when we moved on to just strictly Zoom, then I opened it up to anybody, right? Anybody. Normally, people had to come over, and occasionally I'd make an exception to do something over Zoom or over Skype or whatever. But normally, I liked it to be in person. 2020 knocked that out of the thing. So then I started getting all these publicists from all over the place sending me all kinds of people. And this year has been quite a banner year, man. We talked to some legends, like songwriting legend Mary Gaucher. Talked to her twice. Once about her book, which was amazing, and once about her newest album. Eric Johnson was on the show. Eric Johnson, guitar hero. G Love from G Love and Special Sauce was on the show. Doug Cosmo Clifford from Creedence Clearwater Revival was on the show. Lanice Bent, legendary engineer, first female artist to record a million selling record. By the way, if you can hear a saw or some stuff going on, they're destroying the apartment next door, and there's nothing I can do about that sound. Legendary bass player Doug Wimbish from Living Color and so many other things. I had Smithereens on the show. Smithereens, dude. Rudy Sarzo. Jesus. He was on the show. Legendary songwriter Jack Tempkin. Yeah, he was on the show. The guy who wrote Peaceful Easy Feeling and a lot of other songs. You Belong to the City and shit like that. Tommy Price, legendary drummer for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Scandal, Billy Idol, all kinds of great people. Legendary songwriter Josh Rouse. John Doe from X was on the show. Come on, you guys. Legends. Okay, so that's my list of legends. Some of them. I had even more legends on there. Photography legends, all kinds of people. I might have introduced you to some new bands this year, like Heavy Gus, with members of the featuring members of the Lumineers. Lady Fang, tearing it up out there. They got a new record. They slid me the record to listen to before. It doesn't even come out till next year, you guys. So I'm listening to it. It's great. Urban Heat, new band in Austin. Turns out they've really done a lot this year. Grace Sorensen, who was just getting started at the beginning of the year and now is this kind of on fire lady going around town, just got out of the studio playing a bunch of stuff on her new album. I'm sorry, on her new two singles that we're doing at Austin Music Foundation. Arispe from Quentin and the Past Lives, they just won a Black Fret grant. Slow Mo Drags, you might have met Big Bill, you might have met Jane Leo on the show. A lot of new bands, a lot of legends and a lot of new bands. So we've had a great year. It's been a lot of fun. Go back, scroll through our archives, or just wait for all of the From the Vault episodes to drop on late Saturday nights. Sometimes, not all the time. Anyway, I want to thank everyone that's been on the show. I want to thank all the publicists. I want to thank everybody. Mostly, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you for listening, because I know you have a lot of choices out there, man. There are a gazillion. Now you can say it. There probably are a gazillion podcasts. Maybe at least half a trillion podcasts out there. I bet there's at least 18 podcasts going on right now in my apartment complex. I'm not joking. So you have a lot of choices, and the fact that you choose to listen to How Did I Get Here is really flattering to me, and it means a lot. So thank you so much for listening to the show. All right? Keep on listening. I'm going to have a great 2023. Got a very exciting show. The first show of the new year. Who is it? I'll tell you. It's no big deal. Jamie Harris. That's all. She talks about her new album that's coming out in February. We actually did this back in November, I think. Anyway, that's the first one coming out. But I have a great show for you guys today. Sorry. I'm going to introduce you to a brand new band called Mutts. And Mutts features members of The Steps, Yellow Belly, and The Blowies. That's right, man. My friends, The Blowies. Samuel Thompson from The Blowies is in Mutts. And he's in that band with his cousin, Will Thompson. They both came over. We had a little sit-down talk about what's been going on. They've only played a couple of gigs so far. Their first gig was Antone's with the Leroy Brothers. They had a great showing. Their second show is tomorrow night, Friday, December 30th, at the Continental Club. This year, there's two nights of Me and Adam Keep Austin Cheered nights. Night one is tonight, Thursday, December 29th. Tomorrow, December 30th, is night two. And night two features Me and Adam, which is a fantastic new band. Got to get them on the show. Mutts, who are my guests today, The Bros Fresh, and Jude Parrish. That's all happening at the Continental Club. Yeah, it's about $20. You can find out about it at Do 512. I don't know if you get tickets at the door, if you have to get them in before. I don't know exactly what's going on. Look up continentalclub.com. Follow the follow Mutts on Instagram at Mutts Band. Okay? That's tomorrow night, Friday, December 30th at the Continental Club. We have a really great conversation about just kind of like how they came together, what they do, what's been going on with the Blowies since I last talked to them back in 2020, I think it was. Great, great band. Fantastic. They're going to have new music coming out soon. I'm going to throw on a little song that one of them did. I can't remember who did it. It's a song called Frenchie about my friend Frenchie Smith. This is Mutts. This is cousins, Samuel Thompson and Will Thompson, and me chatting up, talking about the year, talking about music, talking about what's going on with Mutts, talking about shows, and having a lot of laughs, all right? Thank you so much for listening to the show. I'll talk to you after this conversation. This is Samuel and Will Thompson from Mutts. Let's get down.
Called, like the
Mellotron thing?
Mellotron
with the loom, Frenchie.
With the Celeste?
Yeah, right? Frenchie's got it.
Yeah, those things are amazing.
Amazing.
They are a bit like this big, but man, to have one of those, that's like the ultimate toy.
Yeah, we did this guy, Poet Hawkins, that's in our artist development program recently, and we both played that fuck out of that. Like we put that thing to work.
Yeah.
Those things are expensive, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can only imagine. But have you ever played out of a real one with
no.
the tapes? Those are insane.
Never.
Yeah. And the tapes actually run out. You know?
Right.
It's the coolest thing. Yeah. But you have to have a whole library of tapes for it to, if you actually want to play with it, you know? Yeah, there was one studio upstate New York we went to, and he had one, and it
worked.
Is
that where you lived?
I lived for a while,
For like you said years. You lived here, and then you moved away, and now you're back?
Yeah.
You're wearing an Antone shirt. I mean, hat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shirt.
Well, we just played, you know, and then...
Did you buy a hat while you were there?
We went to go see a show at Antone's, like, the week before.
And we went and saw...
And then we got drunk and bought way too much stuff.
Evan. We saw Evan Charles.
Yeah. Our buddy Evan was playing a show.
Oh, yeah. Alta Mesa.
Yeah.
Love Evan.
Yeah.
Cool dude, man.
He's great. He's a good buddy. We came up together. So, like, our bands back in the day would play together. And so, Evan was on the bill at our Antone show. And it felt fitting.
Alta Mesa.
Alta Mesa, yeah.
They were good.
He's been on the show a couple of times.
Really?
On this very show. Yep.
I love it.
Makes sense.
So, have you, how's your year been? I haven't seen you. 2 years.
It's been a good year.
It's been 2 years. Like, we shot that thing in October of 2020.
Yeah, it was October 2020.
With the blowies.
And then I think we ran into you somewhere at like...
Last year at a party.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, what was that?
It was a BMI party.
Ah, yeah.
I remember because I was drunk and I was with that girl who's Rosie's mom.
Oh.
But she dumped us.
Uh-oh.
Both me and Rosie.
Dang.
It was her idea to get Rosie too.
So you wound up with the dog.
Not a bad deal.
No.
I mean, I'm into her. Yeah. Super into her. Like, way too into
her. But just weird that went that way.
It did. It was.
So, I guess in a way, you don't want her to take the dog. Nah.
No.
So that...
No, that would have been the end of my world.
Yeah.
Sam, what have the blowies been up to?
So, we have been in and out of the studio quite a bit. Every now and then we go in and write a song.
Yeah.
We kind of do it that way. Like, go to Public Hi-Fi and do some writing. But it's been kind of slow. We want to put out a second record, but just trying to figure out what the songs are going to be.
Yeah.
And there's always a lot of stuff to write about, though, you know, from the Blowies perspective.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that the last time that we talked, when we shot that thing, you guys were releasing a record that was basically like against Donald Trump becoming president for a second term.
It was like a Donald Trump protest record.
Right. Yeah. And then he didn't become president. Or he did, however you want to look
all
at it.
All because of the record.
Yeah, yeah.
You
so what's the angle now with the Blowies?
A lot of the same.
Same. There's still the same
commentary
same
on like the crazy social stuff, like social media and just the society that we live in.
It's
kind of a crazy.
There's a lot
place.
Of material for you guys.
I mean, January 6th, we've got like two or three ideas directly related to that. One of my favorites that we're working on is called...
No. I know what you're going to say.
I love it when you say that these titles are always just so offensive. Oh.
It's
so
called Hang with Mike Pence. I'll leave it at that. Can't wait for that to come out.
Is that
the
song
cool
done?
Thing,
the Almost done, yeah.
The cool thing is that the people that would get offended by that are so into freedom of speech now. That why can't we just, you know... That's great, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I can't wait.
I remember when you guys asked me to do that thing. I wanted to because I liked you guys. I liked your music, and I liked what you were doing. And then I also thought, like, you know what? I want to be involved with these guys, like, publicly. I want people to be like, oh, you hang with those dudes. Like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
What are you going to say about it, Uncle Republican guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was actually really, like, there were some family members
of
mine. Like, when I repost those... Yeah. Those interviews, if people go and check it out and just be like, do you know who you're hanging out with? Like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud to know you guys.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not just liking a band. It's like taking a stance.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's true,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're like, hey, I'm with this band.
Yeah.
Like, if there's going to be one band left, I'm going to be the keyboard player of the Blowies.
Hell yeah.
Got that
right. Hey, man, we might need you one day.
I hope so.
That's the only thing that's
missing.
That'd
be a great day, wouldn't it? So tell me about the Mutts. Or Mutts, sorry. It's not the Mutts.
It's Mutts, yeah.
It's just Mutts.
Just Mutts.
Is it all capitals?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brand new band.
Yeah, bold.
Is that song Frenchie? Is that about Frenchie?
Somewhat, yeah. Yeah, we worked with Frenchie for a long time.
Yeah.
Everybody's really close with him. But yeah, we you know, we were in a band way back in the day called The Steps, and then I went to New York. Sam's been in a lot of different bands. Everybody went... and did their own thing. And So Frenchie was from a band in New York that I had. But we've all been like kind of submitting, like, you know, when you have a new band, where's the material going to come from? So like, right. We need to get everybody together and playing together and vibing, feeling each other out. So we all just like put in songs from other groups just to get started, you know? And now that we're writing our own songs, we're going to like have the space to keep it going.
What should I expect to hear Mutz? Like what? Out of all the songs that you sent me, like, what would be closest to what you sent? You know what I mean?
What's where's the band going?
Yeah.
I would say, Cruel Thing is pretty heavy. I feel like this,
what the band's heavy?
Yeah, the band's like, I think it's funny. It's like, when we used to write together and play songs together, it was like a 4-piece rock band. Like, we tried to make it as heavy as possible, as like loud and fast as possible. Just like fun, essentially, right? And then I think that we kind of maxed that out at a certain point. So like for me personally, like I wanted to go and like make it a record with fiddle and accordion, you know, I was like, and that's what I did. And then, but now it's funny. It's like come full circle. Now I'm like back and all I want to do is like be in a 4-piece band and just like get as loud as possible. So I think that's what we're doing. And we're writing, like trying to channel some Iggy Pop and like really minimize a lot of it. Don't overthink it. You know, it's like, I don't want to overdub a lot in the studio or anything. I just want it to be like as live as possible. And I think we're achieving that so far. Like all the new songs we've written are like loud, you know?
Loud and fast.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's exactly what we want.
It's an energetic show.
So sure. These are like, but super high profile shows. I mean, the first one was pretty high profile. Leroy Brothers at Antone's.
Or just like, Mesa. Or just like headlining like your debut show. It's like kind of bold. It's like,
that was
that could be make or break. Yeah.
That was yours. Yeah. It was our headline show at Antone's.
How did you do?
We made it.
Yeah.
It we didn't fantastic. Break. Yeah. Really
okay,
good.
So you're playing. Okay. So this is going to come out on the 29th of December. Which is a Thursday, and you guys will be playing tomorrow night, Friday, December 30th. It is it's the Keep Austin Cheered Night 2. Me and Adam.
Yeah.
You guys, Mutz, the Bros Fresh, who I saw rehearsing at my friend Scott Thomas's place, or Scott Collins' place.
They seem cool. Yeah.
They're African-American dudes that dress like cowboys, is that right?
I think they rip on guitar. And yeah, they sound like they have a cool vibe.
What, me and Adam, how do you guys know Adam? Is that how you got these, how'd you get this gig? Because this is a pretty big fucking gig to be like just show, it's like a 2-night thing. Like, not that you guys don't deserve it, but it's your second gig.
Yeah, I know Vince, who's like Adam's counterpart. He does the production.
Oh, the other guy.
He's the other guy. And Sam actually knows Adam. I think it's just living in Austin.
Ian from Nene is playing with them, right?
I don't know the other dudes.
I don't know who else is in the band.
I think
just
so.
Those two guys.
I know that I came up with Vince, though. Like, he's an old Austin guy. And he's been playing music forever, too.
You know, I think the first time I met Adam, Z Lynch was living with him somewhere on the east side. And we went to his house to do some, like, demos.
Right.
And he was engineering.
Huh.
And then they both lived in New York. It's funny. It's like it's like that whole Austin, New York thing. It's like I've known
Adam
them.
Lived up there?
Yeah. I know that Vince was living up there because we did demos together in New York. And then, but yeah, we all back and forth. They lived in Austin, did music in Austin, lived in New York, and then back to Austin.
I really want to see them. I'll be out of town on the 30th. Sorry, guys, or I'd be there.
Oh, man,
see
all good.
All good.
Yeah.
I think they put on a good show.
Yeah,
they're doing good. They're doing really good. I think they're on the up and up.
Stuff is cool. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, they were opening for the Killers.
Yeah,
they weren't just like.
No, I know.
Tekken.
Yeah. I think they're doing more shows with them too.
That's amazing.
Didn't they open up for Ghostland?
Yeah, they just finished. They just did that show, and they're doing. They have a team, you know.
Yeah, they do.
I'm happy for them. They earned it. They've been hustling.
It's funny because just a few years ago, I was telling you guys earlier, my friend Kyle Crusham, who is like, he's co-producing the new Paul Simon album.
Great.
And like is like an engineer guy, but he also was in Skyrocket. But Adam used to tag along to him to gigs like as his like apprentice or intern or some kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can tell they're you know, they're trying to pay their dues and they're real fans and stuff. So. They're real guys. They're real guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So where are you guys recording in February?
this band?
We're going to Public Hi-Fi.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
Who's your guy there? Your engineer?
We work with Max Lorenzen.
Okay, I don't know that guy.
He's the guy who did all the Blowy stuff.
Okay.
A lot of the Sharks in the Deep End stuff, which was another band I was in, and then...
He also helped mix my New York band Yellow Belly record. Okay. So, like, it's kind of... He's worked with both of our bands.
Yeah.
Yellow Belly.
Yeah.
Right? What kind of music was... Which?
That was the band where I needed, like, accordion and fiddle.
Oh, okay,
stuff.
Okay. I heard that.
Yeah. So, that record's coming out soon, too. But
what are you going to do about that?
I'll probably fly up for some shows. We're going to try to, like, max out that record as much as possible. But the band is, you know, in New York, so... We got to put the record out. We're just going to let it do what it does.
Will, you grew up here in Austin?
Yeah.
You said, where did, what, doing what? Like going to live in what part of town?
Oh, yeah.
Growing up? I was selling weed from the town I was five.
That's right. I grew up, my mom was like on the drag and my dad was in 04.
Your mom was like a Zendik person? Remember Zendik?
No.
You don't remember Zendik? It was like a cult that was here with like a leader, Wolf Zendik.
No.
And he used to have a cable access show and they'd have all these weird chicks on the drag passing out pamphlets on Zendik.
No, I remember. I mean, I remember the drag rats with all sorts of crazy shit going on, but no.
They were in there.
I probably saw them. I mean, I grew up right there. I mean, I was like always on Guadalupe. So, I mean, yeah, probably. Just don't know what's going on. My dad was in 78704, like Zilker area. So like Central Austin.
Right on.
Yeah.
Did you grow up going to see music and stuff? Like, as a, like, were your parents, like, you know? Yeah.
My dad's like a music freak. He's one of those guys that doesn't play any instruments, but like just is out like most nights of the week seeing shows and stuff. So he brought me to like the Ramones when I was two.
That's cool.
And like shows like that, you know?
But on like a local level, is he like a guy like, oh yeah, I met Bob Schneider in 92, man.
His stories are like hanging with Stevie, like in 82, you know? And like, he knows everyone.
You guys are cousins. What? How are you cousins?
Through our dads.
Okay. So is your dad also a music guy?
Yeah. Pretty much the same. I think my uncle Bill, his dad.
Yeah.
Is probably more into it, but
they're both freaks.
He has a bigger collection. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But they're both music freaks for sure. Music fans, true fans.
Yeah.
So undoubtedly we wouldn't be like in bands if it wasn't for them probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a culture of that. Like, I mean, I didn't, like, as a kid, I didn't live here, but we used to come here and, you know, I would go to the Armadillo and then there were little kids over there playing as well.
Yeah.
So you just go play with the other kids there and the parents were all like out there getting high and tying one on.
But it's why I wanted to move back. I mean, I have two little kids now, right? So So I started this little family in New York and then all I could think about was how amazing it was. I mean, I know Austin's changed quite a bit, but like what I think about coming up in Austin was always being on a back patio with free live music going just raging around with my little buddies and there's always music in the background. And then we're always outside on a sunny day. And it's like, that's not happening in New York.
Yeah.
I need to get my kids growing up on that level. So you can still find that here. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. It's like that. Remember that band, the Trishas, that was around like 10 years ago?
This is really familiar.
They'd have their babies in like their, fucking, they'd be warming up backstage before they're going and the baby's like asleep in a guitar case and shit.
That's great.
It's pretty classic. Badass shit.
Yeah.
So you have two kids, man. That's intense.
It is.
Sam, you don't have any kids, do you, Nick?
No.
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
And you got a new puppy.
And I got a puppy. So I'm
how old are your kids?
1 and 4.
Whoa.
It's crazy right now.
Wow.
But they're like, but it's amazing too, because like Sam introduced me to this piano player and he's been teaching my 4-year-old how to play piano.
Oh, cool.
And she's got her first concert tonight.
No way.
Yeah.
Even it, everybody's got a gig.
It's awesome.
Not a dog walker. And then she started getting too many gigs to walk my fucking dog. Like, hey, are you going to come see my show? I'm like, dude, I'm playing a show and I just need a fucking, is there anyone that's not in a band?
I know.
Even like your 4-year-old.
My 4-year-old's playing a show.
Gig tonight.
It's like, I don't even want to go. I'm tired. It's like, I have to go to a show tonight. Damn it.
So I bet your dad's going to go.
Yeah,
Bill.
It's kind of amazing too. It's like this show is more techie than like anything we're doing. Like they're streaming the show. It's like you can't even make it up. They're streaming the show. Like we don't even do that.
Send me the link.
I will. Yeah. So I'm sending that link to all the family and everything. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, 4 years old. She was there for the Baby Shark movement.
Oh yeah. Oh, she's, I mean,
I have a cousin, my little cousin guy, he's 4 now. My nephew, not cousin.
I got like a thing. on my Instagram of just her like dancing from the moment she was like 3 months old to now. It's like she's just, and there's a lot of Baby Shark in there. It's pretty cute. Yeah. But then it's also the Clash and then it, like some Stones, and it's like, okay, she can hang.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's always the thing, is like, I have this friend Joe and he has a kid. He actually, I asked him to get me a shirt at the Baby Shark concert. He went to the Baby Shark. He had to take his kid to the Baby Shark concert. I wish I still had the texts. Like, there was just an amazing thread of him like, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, I didn't know that they did that, but it makes sense that they would do that. I can't.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's massive. I bet they play
massive,
like, huge places.
He was like, you've never played to this many people in your life.
Is it just the one song for like an hour? Like,
that's what I was asking. I think there's
the one song.
There's another song. There's like Uncle
I mean, wow. It's one of those things where it's like you can't fall asleep some nights. Like, I think back like 3 years ago when she was really into it. I'm like, it's in your head. You can't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
It's
learned it to play for him.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why that song is that song.
Yeah. So what I was going to ask is, like, there's an alternative for kids' music, like Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
The Monkees.
For sure.
The Turtles.
This is what we listen to, I feel like.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have to listen to like crappy Disney stuff.
Or no, like, I'm trying to do that for my kids, and they love Yellow Submarine. And I got like a million playlists going, which is just like Simon and Garfunkel and fun stuff. That's easy melody stuff, you know.
Cecilia's
on this list.
Yeah, that was like when I go back and think of when I was a kid, like the shit I was into, because my parents were like young parents from Cuba. Wow. So I didn't like, I heard John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt like in first grade. Like everyone singing and knew all the words. I'm like, I've never heard this fucking song in my life.
Dude, can we just talk about how weird that song is? John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. You ever thought about it?
No.
His name is my name too.
Yeah. His name is my name.
Whenever we go out, you can hear the people shout, there goes John Jacob Jingleheimer. Sounds like a drinking song.
It's one of the weirdest songs, if you think about it. It's a good drinking song. Yeah, that's right.
Did you guys have any good experiences musically, Sam? I feel like you're quiet. Why are you being so quiet?
I'm hungover.
Oh, what happened? What did you do last night?
Oh, I had a barbecue, and some friends from out of town.
Just real quick, thanks for the invite, bro.
Me too.
Yeah.
Nobody got invited. Even your cousin.
Yeah.
Compartmentalizes his friends.
He does. Always has. Keep talking.
I'm sorry.
next time, we'll get everybody out for a barbecue. It's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
He knows how much I eat. He doesn't want to have to deal with my gullet, essentially.
That's what you just got drunk at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had some friends over, and
was that your house we were at that day?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we went to my house.
Okay.
And we had that green screen set up in the garage.
That's a really nice, that's a nice house.
Yeah, thank you.
Who do you live there with?
I live there with my girlfriend, Morgan.
Okay. How long have you guys been together?
Oh, man. Like 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a long one.
She's...
Yeah, it's good.
Obviously cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, what does she do?
She works at a spa. She's trying to be an esthetician.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. What about your wife? What does she do? Are they friends? You guys do stuff together?
They're super friendly.
It'd be funny if you guys like, no, fucking hate each other.
I think they really like each other. Like, Morgan's awesome with my kids. But they just, you know, it's like, we just moved back. So it's like they haven't spent a ton of time together. But yeah, I mean, every time they hang, everybody's super cozy.
Your wife got her hands full with the kids?
Yeah, but she's actually... she's actually like the coolest. She's a music executive. She was like vice president of Warner Brothers Records for a long time. And then is now on a new company since we moved, BB Gun Press. And she does like Shania Twain to all sorts of stuff, you know.
She's a publicist?
Yeah.
You got this guy calling me to come in on a Sunday to do a podcast?
Oh, I don't like to mix it up.
Professional.
Yeah.
Worlds collide.
Yeah. She does publicity. She's really good, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it's
not
cool.
Good enough for
she's
you,
like,
obviously.
Yeah, no, well, yeah. In the beginning, it was like, how do I?
Right, you can't like submit your stuff to her when she was at Warner.
There
Brothers
was a fine line in the beginning. It's like, can I? She's good for advice. I'll say that. You know, it's like, and that's like where I want to go. But we've collaborated on other things in the past. But yeah,
was her boss at any time Dan McCarroll? Do you know?
Probably.
The president?
I'm sure. She was at Warner for a long time.
Wow.
But she was at Saks before that. And she also helped start Red Light Management with the crazy guy that...
Kanye.
No. What's the guy? He's like this. He's like the most highest paid...
Weird Al?
No. He's like this like super lame rock guy from Virginia.
Dave Matthews.
Yes.
Oh, really? ATO Records.
Yes. Yeah, she started that with them. ATO Records is a sick label.
Sick
but
label.
Red Light Management was like what I think she was like kind of helped found.
Okay.
She was like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I hope that he never hears this podcast. Because I've never
seen
anything nice about
him. We just saw him on the
hiking
bike trail,
him.
Actually. So he's, yeah, he might.
Dave Matthews?
Yeah. He's on the hiking bike trail the other day.
This one?
Yeah.
That goes by my apartment where he can hear me talking shit about him?
That's right.
Y'all, if you see Dave Matthews, tell him I'm very nice and I would love to have him on the podcast.
It was only me that was talking shit, not Johnny. I love you, Dave.
I will say this. One time he was on Saturday Night Live and he played Ozzy, and I loved him as Ozzy. He was unbelievable as Ozzy.
Wow. That's funny.
And somebody was playing him next to him going,
oh, that's funny.
King dong, bing dong, bing dong. Yeah. And it was really awesome.
That's pretty good.
And he would laugh when he was doing it. But I was trying to talk like this. And I was like Ozzy. It was really good.
Wasn't there like a one where like Mick was trying to be Keith on an SNL?
Yeah, there's a good one, right? Where Mick is Keith.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
That one I kind of remember.
I haven't seen that.
It's really funny.
Look that up.
Yeah.
Are you guys, do you guys still watch it? Saturday Night Live?
Not so much anymore.
Man, that fucking guy that does Trump now is amazing. He is amazing.
Yeah.
James Austin Johnson.
Man,
I don't know.
I need to look it up. Yeah, I don't really watch Saturday Night Live. So
I love SNL though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's weird, isn't it? It's like a weird show. Now it's all different. Like if you turn it on right now, you'd be like, "Who the fuck are these people?"
Yeah,
changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of cool.
Whole new cast right now.
Yeah, it's funny because people talk about this thing where there's everybody's favorite cast was whatever cast was the cast when you were like 15 to like 20.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Because I guess Will Ferrell and stuff were still on the cast when I was like really little, but like we had Andy Samberg and Amy Poehler and all those guys. And
they were great. Yeah. I was old when those, like I saw, like I'm 54. I saw it the first time in 1975. Like my mom and her friends, everybody smoking weed, like, oh, you got to watch this thing. And I remember I didn't know what was so funny because they would have like these jokes like on the news, like, and now this just in, Francisco Franco is still dead. And like everyone starts laughing. I'm just like, how is that a thing? But then Chevy Chase would fall down and I'd be like, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know? But my favorite cast is that sort of like Bill Hader, Fred Armisen.
Yeah, that was the cast we had.
That's just amazing. Kristen Wiig. Like,
oh my God, Kristen Wiig, unstoppable. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. And that's the thing. I feel like biased. Is it as good? You know, Kenan Thompson's still in it. He's really funny. He's like the longest cast member they had. I don't know.
I'm like a big, I'm a sick fan of the show. Like I've always been super into it. And I listened to this great interview with Lorne Michaels. There's actually like David Spade and Dana Carvey have a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's like about Saturday Night Live and they have different people. They had Lorne Michaels on it, the guy who created it and still is the showrunner and the whatever producer of it. And he was like, you know, whenever there's a new cast, it's like, you know, it's like a new football team. Yeah. Like, it's not like they've had years to get as good as those other guys were, because there was a time when Bill Hader and Fred Armisen, it was all kind of awkward and weird, but they just have to find themselves as like a team and kind of like,
they got to get the mojo working.
Yeah. But unfortunately they do that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
So there's always like, whenever there's a new cast, it's like, oh, this sucks. And it does. It's not great. It's not great for like a year.
Yeah.
While people get their shit together.
It's true. You got to suffer through it.
You guys, did you guys used to discover music through the, like, how do you discover music now? Like how, what, you know?
That's a good question.
Thanks, like, man. I've been working on that for a month.
In the same way, like, I feel like I'm not like in tune with SNL right now. It's like, I'm probably not being as proactive as I should with music discovery right now. But at the same time, I don't like. I still hit all the record stores pretty. You know, I'll look at like new releases and stuff.
You go places, like yeah. You're physically going to places.
Oh, for sure.
And like checking in.
But like, I mean, you know, one thing that, and not to hype up Spotify, of course, but like Spotify does have that one playlist which is like the weekly.
Discover Weekly,
right? Where they aim and stuff at you might have not heard. Sometimes it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I've gotten into stuff like that.
What about you, Sam?
That I kind of do that too. Like, I haven't been as active as I usually am about finding new music, but Spotify, I have that, and the Discover Weekly playlist does work sometimes. But it's really weird how we listen to music these days. Like, at least for me, it's like Spotify. You listen to a record, and then it just keeps going, you know, and spits out just like whatever. And so, like, it's just this nonstop shuffle, random stuff.
You guys ever feel like it's like you'll be into an artist you've been into for a while, and then they might be like, oh, like you'll see that someone's supporting them on tour, you never heard them before, you'll check them out, and then you spiral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of times I get into new stuff. It's like, oh, well, if they're playing with them, who I love, they're probably pretty good. So I get into new bands that way.
What did you discover in 20? Is there anything in 2022 that you were like, shit, man, this hands down the best record or my favorite thing?
Oh man, you know, it's actually this is an older band from Austin. Actually, I think they're from Australia, but I got into this band on listening to Sun Radio, like when I moved back last year, and it was this band called Go Fever. They had this song.
Fuck yeah, man!
This is great.
Yeah,
they had this one song.
She's from there.
Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to get them on this bill that we had. That
they live in LA now.
Yeah, they moved away.
They moved away. There was bullying in the scene. Even realize.
Is that why they moved away?
She's a friend of mine, but it turned out that even some other friends of mine were being like kind of
They left Austin because they didn't feel welcome, or they
needed a bigger arena.
Maybe
did you ever see them play?
No, maybe they did because that song doesn't have like any like the song that I love. Has like zero traction, and I'm like, this song deserves way more. Yeah, so I'm like, maybe they do need to be somewhere else.
They were
a cool band.
Yeah, she came on at the end of 2021, like when I started getting together with people again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, we're moving, and I was like, what?
Damn.
What about you, Sam?
I don't really have one, to be honest.
Man,
I listened to so much Billie Eilish this year.
Yeah.
Huh.
That record she
didn't
put out is awesome. That's the second record? Yeah, second one.
Here's what I find nowadays is that I have to make myself listen to a whole record if I'm not prepping for a podcast thing. That's another thing, is I spend a lot of time listening to music with purpose, like with headphones on, and like, mm-hmm. who is this artist? What is their fucking trip?
Yeah.
I started like I guess back in 2021, like now I don't do it every night, but I was trying to do it every day, like listen to a whole record every day while I'm making dinner.
Yeah.
Like just don't be like, oh, that reminds me of, let me listen to, that's enough of that.
It's almost like an assignment. You were like making yourself do it.
Yeah. But the other thing too, is that I find that when I find a record and I really like it, it's hard for me to lock in. Like I used to, like I would have a favorite record and listen to it twice a day, every day for 6 months.
Well, I think it's cause you're maybe putting yourself in a different headspace. Cause it's like when that shit happens, it's mostly when you least expect it. It's like, oh my God. Like I actually texted him the other day because it's so funny. Cause we always go back to the Stones no matter what, but like, I was getting work done. I had, what was I listening to? I was like listening to Beggar's Banquet. And I was just like, texted Sam. I was like, this is just like, I mean, it just gets better. How does that record get better? And it's like, I don't understand. But it hit me.
Right.
It's like, it's just better.
That's the other thing, is I have to make myself not listen to music that I want, like, you know, like that. You know, like, oh, I'm going to go listen to fucking Sticky Fingers.
And then it catches you off guard.
How many times have you fucking listened to Sticky Fingers?
I know,
Fingers,
but it still catches, you still catch stuff, you know?
Yeah. What about, my favorite record of this year was...
What's that?
Honest to God. And he's from here, and I know him, and he's my friend, and I can't believe it. It's so weird.
Curious.
Not that I wouldn't think he was capable of greatness, but Adrian Quesada.
Oh, yeah.
The Boleros Psicodélicos, that Spanish record. They're fucking cool. Shit.
Yeah.
That was my number one. I was so happy because I've told so many people, and he actually heard it on the podcast, me telling somebody else it was
my
favorite record of the year. And this was back in like June. But it still was. And then when my Spotify Wrapped came up, the number one record that I listened to the most was that record.
It's great.
Yeah.
That song that he does with Angelica Garcia.
Yes.
That was my wife's, one of her artists. So like, I was like, immediately saw that. And I was like, yeah, because she was a Warner artist for a second. And, but she sounds so good on that song.
I bet you went to some cool ass shit when she was.
Yeah. In New York.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Saw some amazing
bitchin'
shows.
Small showcases of like Billie Eilish and shit. Yeah. Like, oh, this is Billie Eilish.
All
the
after parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she had amazing artists, like anyone from like Liam Gallagher to.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So much good stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I love
my
him.
My kid got to be like, there's all these photos of like everyone from like Johnny Marr to Sting. And my kid's like in these photos and like, and you know, Flaming Lips guy. I love him.
Wayne Coyne.
Yeah. But like, yeah, the first year of her life, she's like with all the giants. She's this little baby hanging with all the.
That's amazing.
It's so cool.
What a cool fucking.
I know.
Thing.
And now, no more. Not so much anymore.
Who did she? What? Well, Shania Twain.
Oh yeah, no, she works with amazing cool, right? people. But it's like it was just being there.
yeah. Being in New York.
Yeah, there
thing.
Was a, it was a different yeah. feel.
South by might be cool for you guys.
For sure. Yeah. She gets. Goes to all the good stuff.
Do you guys, as mutts, did you apply? I guess you couldn't apply to South by Southwest because you didn't have any music.
We're still going to play some shows.
Yeah, some underground.
Yeah.
We didn't even apply, did we?
No, I think we made the band after it was like
done. Yeah, I think
done.
We missed
what
the
about
deadline.
Blowies? South by, no South by?
We didn't make it. This year, we're probably going to do some shows, like, you know, some of the day parties and stuff like that. But, you know, I kind of got bummed out about South by, you know, in 2020 when the pandemic hit. Blowies had so much momentum, you know, going into that. And then it's just.
It's not South by's fault.
I know. It's the COVID. It's COVID.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, COVID. Don't let that get you.
I know. And then I heard that they're doing a South by Southwest in Australia. Have you heard about that?
I think I did hear about that.
Yeah, and so our PR people that we were working with are from Australia.
Oh, and yeah, so Rob Pasquillo.
Yeah.
Rob, I like that Charlotte, guy.
Yeah. Penny Loafer PR. Yeah, they're awesome. But anyways, we were maybe going to see about going to Australia. That would
oh my
be
gosh.
Awesome. That would be awesome. But no.
We'll open for y'all.
Yeah, let's go. That'd be a lot of fun. But no, nothing official.
God, that would be so expensive, though, to go there just to play a couple of shows.
It'd be worth it.
Fuck.
So expensive.
Just to go, though.
So
would be
expensive.
Great.
Yeah. The other side of the fucking world. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
South by Far East, bro. That's what that is. That was my joke of the whole
show. Really good.
Thanks, man.
Very smooth.
That was nice.
My writers had been working overtime when they knew you guys were coming. I was going to have to be thinking fast on my feet. We're all going to be on coffee.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you like that new Adrian Cassandra
yes,
record?
Yes, the Jaguar.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah.
Cool.
I do.
Sonically, I feel like he's just like, his production is just like next level now. It's just so warm and like, it's so groovy.
Yeah,
he's always had groove, but like, I don't know, like he's got some serious confidence. It's awesome.
Yeah
sounds so good,
dude. That guy, man. Yeah, think of that. Black Pumas,
obviously.
Jesus Christ,
obviously.
Man.
Why?
Yeah.
His whole trip, like the Jaguar record's cool.
Yeah,
as shit.
It
and
is.
I love it.
Yeah,
but that other one, just those all the singing on it is like the most dramatic, like over the top, delicious singing I've heard in so long.
Yeah,
all those songs are so good. Jaguar is like a bitchin' soundtrack, you know what I mean? It's like a bitchin' soundtrack.
It's
like,
cool that he gets to get it all out now. He's just, you can tell like what he's doing.
Yeah,
you know, he's got so much music in him, and now he can actually release it. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's a superhero, man. I saw him riding his bike on the trail, and I squealed like a girl. Like, he's my friend, and I know him, but like after listening to that record for whole year,
it's true. One of my best friends is the bass player of Black Pumas, and it's funny how like sometimes I'll even look at him in a new light because it's like they're full on rock stars now, you know.
Is that
Brendan Bond?
No, I was thinking of that cool guy. No, I don't know Brendan. I'm sure he's very cool.
Who's the cool guy?
He plays with Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, I know
Elijah.
Him.
You know him? What? Elijah?
Elijah Ford plays with him still?
No. It's The guitar player for Gary Clark Jr.
No,
Zapata?
Zapata.
I love Zapata. Yeah, Zapata. No, the bass player. I don't think Elijah still plays with him, does he?
I don't know. But he was playing bass for him.
I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. Anyway.
Yeah, Brendan didn't play with Gary Clark, but everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
From back then.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Since this is the second annual Me and Adam Keep Austin Cheered, were you guys there at the first one?
No,
you weren't.
I was just talking to Vince because I wanted to get Vince on a potential show with Mutz, and then he's like, "Why don't you guys just jump on this show?" I was like, "That's perfect." So, because Vince had heard that we'd done well at Antone's, and we're just old buddies, so it made sense to do the show together.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, and I it's gonna be cool too because I think this bill is like really has a lot of variety and like genres. You know, I think they're really poppy and polished. We're like more raw rock and roll, and
yeah,
Bros Fresh are like, I mean, I think they're all over the place, so it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, the Bros Fresh,
yeah,
that's a fucking
there's another
name,
person man. Too like who I haven't checked out yet, but it's apparently really good.
Jude Parrish.
Yeah
I don't know,
but I'm assuming if me and Adam put them on the bill that they're really good.
Yeah What about movies? I tried to see if you guys were into that Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Ooh.
Did you see any movies this year that you thought this year, like, oh, fuck, that's a good movie?
You know, I did see a bunch of movies. I got that Alamo Drafthouse season pass.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. It's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, so you've been going to the movies.
Yeah, I love going to the movies.
Me too.
Live vicariously through you because I don't get to go to the movies anymore.
That movie Vengeance was really good. BJ Novak's.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Wait, with Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yep. It was good?
Yeah, I forgot about that movie. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie. Did you shot it in like Marfa or something or around here or something?
Yeah, it's West.
Yeah.
West Texas, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. Let's see.
You know what movie I saw this year that was really good? Do you guys know John Valley, the video director guy?
Uh-uh.
Did like those weird Sweet Spirit videos with the puppets. Like masochism and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that, fucking rad.
I don't know.
That's cool.
But he made a movie called a Pizzagate Massacre.
Pizzagate.
It's right up the Blowies alley.
Yeah.
Like, wow, right, Pizzagate.
Dude, you guys should have done the fucking soundtrack, dude. Yeah, you can. I think it's on Amazon Prime right now
awesome.
For free.
Yeah,
it's good.
Gotta check that out.
It's a B movie, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like what happened if someone wouldn't have stopped the guy.
Yeah. Huh.
And Whoa. It's hilarious.
Oh my god. Wow. Like dark comedy kind of thing.
It's like a dark comedy B movie.
Wow.
Freak out. Like
awesome.
Total social statement.
I'm like racking my brain here thinking if like I know I've seen movies. I'm like
Peppa Pig.
So much Peppa Pig.
I can't.
Yeah.
That's
the first thing that goes is movies though. It's like you can't go see movies
that's right.
anymore.
Yeah. You know what happened to me was that I loved movies. I used to go all the time. I used to go during the day. Usually after my rehearsal on Wednesdays, I would go to like the movies by myself and just enjoy any movie. But now, after the pandemic, I went to go see a movie. The first movie I went to go see at the movies was literally the fucking worst movie I've ever seen. I let my friend pick it, and it was this horrible movie with James Caan and Diane Wiest in like an old folks home, but it was like Mean Girls, but set in an old folks home.
Oh my
with
gosh.
with Jane Curtin from the first cast of Saturday Night Live was like the main mean girl at the old folks. It was fucking, and my friend wouldn't leave. She thought it was cute. I was like, oh my God, dude. And it wasn't like my date or anything. It was like my friend. I'm like, you're an idiot. Like you're fucking seriously, like you are, we paid money for this shit. And like, how we're not walking out right now, I have no idea.
The craziest thing about that is that I know the woman whose father that whole movie's based on. And you might too, because she's a music woman in this town. Chris Beggs.
I know, I'm friends with Chris Beggs on Facebook.
That's her dad, is the James Caan character.
In the old folks home?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, that's like, that's the story is based on her dad.
That is insane.
Yeah. So weird. A lot of full circle moments in this interview. It's kind of crazy.
The other movie I saw by myself, and it was the Sparks movie. That was great. Did you guys see that?
Ooh, no.
It was good. Mm-mm. I didn't really know much about them except for that song Cool Places. Yeah. And then like I started listening to them for like a month. So they got under my skin.
Check. One movie that I really liked, Licorice but it's... Pizza. I mean, I think it might have come out before 2022, but I saw it this year. Was Once We're Brothers. It's the band documentary.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really
All
good.
All that shit is also, like, available on demand for shit you've already paid for. Oh, you yeah. know what I mean?
For sure. I bought the DVD because it was so good, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I rented the Blu-ray of Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, nice.
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this one thing. Are you familiar with Top Gun?
Yeah.
Are you the layout of Top Gun? Like, there's a shirtless volleyball game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know this?
Yeah,
yeah. So they changed the shirtless volleyball game to shirtless football, but it's a different kind of football with two footballs where everybody's playing offense and defense at the same time. So it's just dudes, like, shirtless, like, all over each other. it's much more physically engaging than the original Top Gun shirtless sports scene.
Right at sunset on the beach, the waves are crashing.
Here's another thing, another great thing. You like Tom Cruise running? Everybody loves Tom Cruise because he does that weird thing with his hands when he runs. It's amazing. And his top of his body doesn't move, but his hands move like this. Anybody out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. Just Google Tom Cruise running. There's memes, everything. There's a great just fucking full-on sideways, full body, like 20 seconds. Just nice. Good nice, shots, nice and good laugh. good point to just laugh at another man.
That's so good.
He also looks really young. By the way,
he's our parents' age, Tom Cruise. He's looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise. Yum.
So y'all aren't going to believe this, but
okay.
I had to actually pull up my receipt, my
movie. Alamo?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies, but the most surprising one is I had never seen The Godfather.
Oh yeah.
Until they put it in theaters like a few months ago. And it was fantastic.
Wow.
I almost fell asleep. It was kind of long.
It's pretty long.
You almost fell asleep, though.
I didn't, but I almost did. It was late. It was a late day.
Yeah.
But, man, I can't believe that was the first time I saw The Godfather.
That's talk about James Caan,
dude. But I saw, Sonny. Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was really cool to see it in the theater.
You know what I miss? That color of blood. In the 70s... That color, the blood was that color, like that weird kind of like bright red.
Yeah, red. Yeah.
I noticed that's like everything about that movie is so real except for when Sonny gets all shot up and then you're like, it's a fake blood. Like red 70s blood.
Yeah. What's that one director that did like, it's like those insane psychedelic religious movies like Aronofsky or Jodorowsky or something. Like John Lennon would fund it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like Temple of...
Aronofsky is like the creepy, like he makes you want to, like he did that mother movie and that.
Oh, not Requiem that guy. This guy was this, and shit I'm like that. Someone that makes in the 70s. It's like these really culty 70s movies that I know John Lennon, like he like funded one of them, but like they used a lot of that red paint blood.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember. Never mind.
So, okay. So Godfather, that was one that got you. Great movie.
That was good. That was good. And I had, you know, never had been spoiled for me or anything.
50 like, years, right?
Yeah.
That's why they put it back in the theaters.
Did. And they did The Godfather Part 2 also, but I didn't go to that
one. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Have you ever, you've never seen it, but there's this thing that they show sometimes on TV that is, I can't remember what it's called. It's called like The Godfather something, but because Godfather 2 is like Vito's story and, Michael's story, but they go back before it bounces between after The Godfather and then before The Godfather. Oh. So they made this version of it that has all of the old Italy stuff and then The Godfather and then all the new stuff in Godfather 2.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah. Was De Niro in the first one? He wasn't,
no,
right?
No, he's all in right, the second,
so,
one.
Yeah, second one.
Yeah, he's young Vito.
Yeah.
Young Vito, baby. Young Vito. Come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding and ask me for a favor. I love that guy. Yeah. He's so weird. Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a freak. Oh, he's dead, I guess, right?
He's dead. I think he's been dead for a little bit.
Did you guys, when you were kids, did you ever remember listening to Johnny Walker on KLBJ during drive time?
That probably sounds so familiar.
I remember Twilight Time.
Johnny Walker. Oh, Twine Time. Yeah,
Twine Time. I remember that. That was the best.
Yeah.
Twine Time was great. Yeah.
They have, there's playlists on Spotify, like fucking 12-hour Twine Time playlists on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I actually dug that up kind of recently. It was Paul Ray.
Paul Ray.
Yeah. I actually had this memory recently where I was on the playground and all the kids were harassing me. And I was like to the verge of like me in tears. And I was like, everybody kept calling me Z102.
Yeah,
and I was like, why are they calling me Z102? Like, what does that mean? What is that? And then I got home later that day because I used to wear my dad's shirts. So I didn't have any of my own shirts.
Yeah.
And I looked down and it says Z102.3. It was like the rock station in the 90s, yeah, yeah. You know? And yeah. I was like, oh, they were just making fun of my shirt the whole time. I had no clue what was going on.
I think Kevin Connor from Sun Radio was at Z102. Yeah. And then he went to like KGSR. Then he went to Sun Radio.
Yeah.
I like Sun Radio.
Me too.
It's good station.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. I like their thing they do at Guero's.
The Wednesday thing.
Yeah, the Wednesday thing.
They do Sound of Our Town too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue Monday.
Mike Buck.
Mm-hmm. Mike Buck. What a cool dude that guy is.
He produced our first ever.
He did?
Singles. He did two songs.
It was like an EP.
When we were like children.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was cool. Yeah.
His kids are out there. Ben is like a rapper.
Right.
Awesome. Billy Buck's amazing. She has that Sailor Poon band.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
She's the front person for that band. She also does like fuckloads of posters, huge posters, like the like the awards, the Chronicle Awards from last year. I think she did the posters for that. Yeah. Great poster artist.
Wow.
Adrian Casala, that was a good. The new Spoon Records, great. Yeah. And it's up for a Grammy. How cool is that?
That was so cool. That's up there. Yeah. The Spoon Records really good.
Yeah, man. He's always so consistently good.
It's like, yeah, you can obsess about their drum sounds, and then all of a sudden you start realizing that the guitarists sound, like, as far as production goes, like, they just kill it on all fronts. I love Brit's guitar sound so much. Mm-hmm. So sloppy.
Yeah. That's where we're going to record.
Yeah.
In February. Can't wait.
So, yeah, that record's really good.
Are you guys doing a whole record?
No, we're going to do one or two songs. We have 2 days there. The idea is maybe track one and mix the next day. I don't know.
We're going to try to do as much as possible. Yeah, we're try to do two songs.
Yeah, we're going to try to get two done.
It'd be cool to, like, I envision, like, a 7-inch, like, type release.
We're pretty well rehearsed now, so I think we could probably pull it off. It'd be fun. I love Public Hi-Fi.
Yeah,
such a good space.
I've been wanting to record there, so I'm excited. I haven't even been in yet, so it's gonna be cool.
Yep.
It's all quiet.
Yeah,
it's been a great.
But Max, Max, who he worked with and who I kind of worked with, like, are also based in Lockhart. So like, they have Good Danny's in Lockhart.
Which is where
I did some stuff. So
I love Danny Reich, man.
Yeah, me too. And he's only here like half, maybe not even half the time anymore.
Yeah, because he's doing like soundtrack stuff, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wow, it's like he's a new Hans Zimmer.
The Green Knight.
He is. I mean, he's doing lots of stuff.
He's doing what?
Well, he did The Green Knight.
He did The Green Knight, which was really cool.
What's that?
It's a movie that came out last year.
Yeah.
He soundtracked that, and then he's doing all sorts of cool stuff like that.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Great drummer too.
For sure. We actually, we played shows with them way back in the day.
The Lemurs.
Oh, yeah, the Lemurs. Mm-hmm. Love those guys. All right, man, people get out there and check out Mutz. They can follow you guys on Instagram, Mutz Band. That's the only place they can find you. You can buy tickets in advance for the Do 512 thing, for the Me and Adam Keep Austin Cheered.
Are they doing that?
Where are they doing tickets?
Tickets in advance. There was a ticket link that I went to.
Oh, you can get tickets right
Instagram.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
$20, man. Get out there. You'll see me and Adam, Mutz, The Bros Fresh, and Jude Parrish. Is there anything else I'm missing?
Nah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it has been.
It's been nice. Thanks. Sorry, I just was fucking around. I thought there was a third guy we were waiting on.
It's like, man, Johnny's moving slow today.
Yeah, he's just bad. Like, what happened?
What's going on?
The longer he does it, the worse he gets. It's been fun talking to you guys. Thanks for being nice to Rosie when she was all excited to meet you guys. Look at her at the end.
Look at her now.
Where is she?
Sleeping.
Oh, hey, you want to wish everyone Happy New Year? This is the last podcast of the year. Sam, can we get a blessing?
I hope you guys have a Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
Safe and happy.
Have fun. but be safe.
I'll say it afterwards. If you're in Houston tomorrow, New Year's Eve, come out. Skyrock is playing like the early bird special show, 7 to 9.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
7 to 9 on New Year's Eve. I'm going to be home to watch the ball drop with my 99-year-old grandma and Rosie.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Ain't the city
Samuel and Will Thompson from the band Mutts. See them tomorrow night, Friday, December 30th, at the Continental Club at the Me and Adam Keep Austin Cheered Night 2 show featuring Me and Adam, Mutts, The Bros Fresh, and Jude Parrish. All right? Follow them at Mutts Band on Instagram. I want to thank Samuel and Will for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to hearing the new Blowies music. That's exciting. Looking forward to hearing the new Mutts music. That's exciting. And I'm excited about New Year's, all right? I hope you all have a very safe and happy New Year's Eve. Be careful. Have fun. Wear a mask if you're doing weird shit. Wear a condom if you're doing crazy shit. All right. I love you guys. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you next week with Jamie Harris. Let's get down.
Let's talk it slow.